Hey there, listeners. Welcome to another captivating episode of Fediverse Minute. I'm your host, and I'm pumped to bring you a fresh scoop of all things Fediverse. We've got a fascinating lineup for you today, so strap in and let's dive straight into it. First up, we've got a thrilling tale of Shabao, a name you might recall. She's been off the radar for a while, but now she's back, and boy, does she bring along some intriguing puzzles? Is she entangled in the formidable web of the military-industrial complex? Or is she on a bold mission of crafting a new killdozer? Both paths lead to one common destination: power. But what form does this power take? And what does it mean for our dear Shabao? We'll delve into these intricate questions and more in our first segment. Next, we'll jump into the day-to-day saga of young Mitsu. She's dealing with a common childhood nuisance, a stomach ache. But what sets Mitsu apart is her courage in the face of discomfort. And then, we've got a twist. Our brave Mitsu takes a shot at Sathy, calling him and his grandma Porcos. Why, you ask? That's exactly what we'll try to decipher in our second segment. It's a tale of bravery, resilience, and the fascinating complexities of relationships, all wrapped up in a seemingly ordinary incident. Finally, we're zooming in on Pleroma, the social network that champions free speech and decentralization. They've rolled out some exciting new features, namely custom emoji reactions and quote posts. But the question on everyone's mind is, when will Pleroma introduce groups? We'll explore these developments and speculate on the much-awaited groups feature in our third segment. So, we've got a pretty packed show today, filled with mystery, bravery, and anticipation. I can't wait to unravel these narratives with you. Let's jump right in, shall we? Up next, we're going to explore the intriguing world of Shabao. We'll question if she's become part of the military-industrial complex, or if she's building a new symbol of rebellion. So, ready your thoughts and opinions, because this is going to be a captivating conversation. Ah, Shabao. The name rings a bell, doesn't it? That's because she's been away for quite some time. But now she's back, and we find ourselves asking some intriguing questions. Is she now a cog in the grand wheel of the military-industrial complex? Or is she embarking on a more audacious project, like constructing a new killdozer? Let's take a step back and dissect the military-industrial complex. It's a powerful, intertwined network of defense contractors, politicians, and military forces, all working together in a symbiotic relationship. It's a theoretical realm where power and profit can potentially overshadow the human needs, or the call for peace. Now, the question is, has Shabao been absorbed into this complex machinery? On the other hand, let's speculate about the killdozer mention. It's not a term we hear every day. The name itself conjures up images of a powerful, unstoppable machine. Historically, it's a symbol of defiance, a testament to the limits a person can go when pushed over the edge. Is Shabao then channeling her energy into creating a new symbol of rebellion? In both scenarios, we see two sides of the same coin, power. Whether it be the silent, systemic power of the military-industrial complex, or the loud, defiant power of the killdozer, Shabao is navigating herself around these narratives. Now, let's delve a bit deeper. If she's part of the military-industrial complex, what does that mean for her? Does she become a silent player in a game that's larger than her? Or does she use this platform to enact change from within? And if she's building a new killdozer, is this a signal of an upcoming resistance? Or is it perhaps a symbol of her personal defiance against the status quo? These are all complex questions with no easy answers, but the beauty of them lies in the discourse they spark, the introspection they invoke. So what do you think? Where do you see Shabao in this narrative? Is she part of the military-industrial complex? Or is she indeed building a new killdozer? Your perspective matters, so when you have your answers, bring them to our community on the Fediverse. There we can continue this conversation. It's in these discussions that we can unravel the intricacies of Shabao's journey.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Lane's Best Karaoke Songs CD. Have you ever dreamt of belting out the all-time classics like Creep or Carbonara? Well, with Lane's Best Karaoke Songs, you can. This specially curated CD is packed full of chart-topping hits that you can sing along to right in the comfort of your own home. Turn every day into a karaoke night with Lane's Best Karaoke Songs CD. You won't just listen to music, you'll be the star of the show. So why wait? Get your copy today and let your inner rock star shine.
Coming up next, we're going to delve into an everyday tale with an extraordinary twist. We'll be exploring the courage of a young girl named Mitsu and her unexpected choice of words. Get ready for a story that unravels the complexities of human behavior and resilience. Our story today revolves around Mitsu, a young girl who's going through something we've all experienced at one time or another, a stomach ache. Now, we could merely chalk it up to just being another childhood ailment, but what makes this story intriguing is Mitsu's courage. Despite the discomfort, she's standing tall. And that, my friends, is something worth talking about. You see, bravery isn't just about facing off against towering giants or overcoming insurmountable odds. Sometimes, it's about enduring the small discomforts life throws at us. It's about waking up every day and deciding to keep going, no matter what. And that's what Mitsu is doing. She has a tummy ache, yes, but she's not letting it get the best of her. She's brave, and that's a lesson we could all stand to learn. But wait, there's another twist to our story. Mitsu, in her spirited self, has called Sathi a puerco, along with his grandma. Now, for those of you who might not know, puerco is Spanish slang for a pig, and it's not usually used in the most affectionate of terms. So what's going on? Why has the brave Mitsu resorted to name-calling? Perhaps she's trying to assert herself despite her discomfort. Maybe she's standing up to someone she perceives as a bully. Or could it be a playful jab? It's unclear, and that's where the intrigue lies. The layers of complexity in the interaction between Mitsu, Sathi, and his grandma are what make this seemingly everyday occurrence worthy of our attention. We're left with questions that beg for answers. What led Mitsu to call Sathi and his grandma puercos? What's the backstory? And most importantly, what does this tell us about Mitsu? This story illuminates the complexities of human behavior. It's not just about a girl with a tummy ache or a name-calling incident. It's about bravery and resilience, about standing up for oneself, and about the intricate dynamics of relationships. I encourage you to ponder over these questions. I'd love to hear your theories and interpretations, so do share them with our community on the Fediverse. After all, it's the shared exploration of these narratives that makes our podcasting journey so rewarding. And let's not forget, the next time you encounter a tummy ache moment, remember Mitsu, be brave and face it head on, because that's what courage is all about.
Today's podcast is brought to you by shitposter.club, the coolest server on the Fediverse. Are you looking for a place to share your wild and wacky ideas, your unique creativity, or just a fun place to hang out with like-minded individuals? Shitposter.club is the place for you. With a friendly and welcoming community, it's a digital playground that encourages you to be yourself and express your thoughts freely. Join the Shitposter Club today and be part of the most engaging server on the Fediverse. Adventure awaits you.
Moving on to our third topic, we're about to delve into the latest updates from Pleroma, the social network platform that's making waves with its new features. Get ready to learn all about custom emoji reactions, quote posts, and the much-anticipated introduction of groups. Let's dive right into the heart of the matter. Pleroma, the social network platform known for its commitment to free speech and decentralization, has introduced some exciting new features that are stirring up the waters. The most thrilling of these are custom emoji reactions and quote posts. Now, the big question on everyone's mind is, when will Pleroma finally introduce groups? Let's start with the custom emoji reactions. Imagine for a moment that you're scrolling through Pleroma and you come across a post that makes you chuckle. The old favorite button doesn't quite do it justice. You want to show the poster and the world just how amused you are. Well, now you can. With custom emoji reactions, you have a whole new palette of emotion at your fingertips. It's a feature that adds a layer of depth and personality to interactions on the platform. It's not just about liking anymore. It's about expressing how you truly feel. Now let's move on to quote posts. This feature lets you share a post along with your own thoughts, all in one neat package. You're not just sharing content anymore. You're sharing your perspective. It's a great way to spark discussion and engage with your followers on a deeper level. It's like having a conversation with the entire Pleroma community. But with these exciting developments, there's still one burning question. When will Pleroma support groups? We know many of you are eagerly waiting for this feature. It would pave the way for more focused discussions and let like-minded individuals band together and share their thoughts in a dedicated space. The wait can be frustrating. We all know that. But remember, good things come to those who wait. We can speculate that Pleroma's team is working diligently behind the scenes, crafting a groups feature that will be worth the anticipation. This is a pivotal moment for Pleroma, as it continues to evolve and refine its user experience. These new features are a testament to Pleroma's commitment to user satisfaction and demonstrate its ability to adapt and innovate while staying true to its core values. So, what do you think? How will these new features change the way you interact on Pleroma? Are you excited about the possibilities that a groups feature would open up? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Head over to the community on the Fediverse, and let's continue the conversation there. And with that, we've reached the end of today's episode. We've traveled the intriguing journey of Shibao, admired the bravery of young Mitsu and her tummy ache, and dived into the exciting new features of Pleroma. We hope you've enjoyed this ride as much as we have. A big shout out to our wonderful sponsors, Lane's Best Karaoke Song CD, which promises to turn your living room into a karaoke stage. And of course, Shit Poster Club, the most engaging and welcoming server on the Fediverse. Their support makes this podcast possible, and we appreciate them for that. Remember, your perspectives, interpretations, and thoughts are what fuel our discussions, so don't hesitate to share them with us on the Fediverse. Together, we can continue to explore and understand the fascinating narratives of our world. If you're eager for more updates and discussions, be sure to visit our website. And remember, we'll be back with more intriguing stories, more questions, more answers, and of course, more Fediverse minutes. Until then, stay curious, stay brave, and keep exploring. See you next time on Fediverse Minute.